Well, you know, going to Tampa, the energy is going to be good. I can tell you that. They do a pretty good job with their fans are pretty good down there. Normally, when they're good, they're up, and they're going to be up because, you know, it's a first place matchup. The division's on the line, could be on the line really Sunday. And the thing that scares me is you look at the injury report yesterday, and you can talk about their injuries all they want. I don't give a damn who on their team is injured. What I care about is ours, and Matthew Bergeron practices yesterday, full participant, which is great news. I mean, that is the best news they could get. Problem was, the guy that didn't practice yesterday because of injury is one that scares me. That's Ryan Neuzel and his knee, and he got rolled up a little bit in that one of the scrums that I think Algier was the one running the ball, and that's not his fault, but it ended up being a scrum. Came off. He ended up coming back in, but look, I love Matt Hennessy. I think Matt Hennessy, if injuries don't get in the way, he could probably be the starting center of this team and not Drew Dahlman. But I'm scared, man. I get scared when I see Vita Vea coming at us because Vita Vea is a –
Isn't pretty, he hobbled a bit, though? Like everybody else, I would imagine.
I was going to say.
I don't know. This is a good question for Mike because I think it's his hamstring. Does a hamstring really hamper a guy 6'5", 350 pounds? What is that?
It was just a steamroller. Yeah, he's not having to do a whole lot laterally.
What is his top speed on his GPS tracker for?
You know what I mean? I know the burst, right? I get it, but
yeah, I think it actually. I don't know this, but here's what I think, and I've always thought as far as defense linemen go, it hurts your ability to anchor more than anything, right? It's not really so much firing off because I don't think you have that long kind of flex where your leg is getting fully extended a lot of times the way, you know, that bothers your hamstring. But sometimes I do think it's your ability to anchor on double teams, which is obviously a huge deal for him. But look, man, he's the kind of guy that's long in the tooth enough to where you'd say, you know, he's going to get those veteran rest days sprinkled in anyways. And so when I look at, you know, practice reports and things like that, I'm like, you know, Vita Vea is I think he's just one of those guys that is going to show up and ball out on Sunday regardless of what kind of reps he gets. He doesn't have – and that's the beauty of what Vita Vea does. He doesn't have this, like, in-depth scouting report where he has to, like, recognize all these formations. You know what I mean? Like, he's the kind of guy that the guy behind him, Levante David, is going to say, "Hey, man, trips left. And he's going to shift over about 2 feet. And you know what I mean? He's like that's just what he is. So,
his job's to napalm the three guys in front of him, basically.
It's not so, like, he's not the kind of guy that's going to have to step in and you know, switch off coverages in a pattern matching scheme. It's like, dude, I'm going to anchor this A-gap, probably swat somebody in the head and see if I can get in the backfield. I think if you're a Buccaneers fan and you're looking at Vita Vea's health, it's like, it is what it is.
Well,
you know what I mean?
For whatever it's worth, he was not on the injury report yesterday at all. So they might be without Tyke Smith and Payne Durham, one of the backup tight ends. But, you know, William Golston, it was limited. Bucky Irvin not practicing is a good thing. Not for them, but they have found a little bit of a three-headed monster in the running game, Rob. They ran for 160 yards against us last time. They want to run the ball. I think that their offense might literally turn in a little bit of a ground and pound against us and then use that to open up the passing game.
This game is not going to look anything like the one a few weeks ago.
Probably
this
not.
This might be some old-fashioned slobber knocker thing, right?
And Rob kind of talked about it on Dukes and Bell yesterday. He said, hey, I have all the faith in the world that Todd's going to look at the holes that were there last time, and they won't be there this time.